good to go. Okay, so last time we started Akdama, we did about a blat. Just to review the structure, not that it's so important here, because really the Maral takes each Maimah Chazal, explains it on its own, and sort of discusses it, but just to keep some semblance of order, it's Akdama, and he's explaining what's the point of writing a Sefer when he may not himself know the emes pshat, he may not be able to give it over appropriately. So he goes off to a discussion about the emes of Torah, and he brought down the Chazal, which he will further discuss, and that's the point we're going to be dealing with more. The famous Chazal in Gemara Nedarim, it says Ma'av the Aretz. They asked the Chachamim, they asked Nevi'im, they asked the Malachim. Nobody could figure out why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Shalabircha B'Torah Tchila. So the point, so the Maral, the Chazal is a Peladika Chazal. It's hard to understand what it means. So the point that the Maral last time discussed was the Teichin of what does it mean Alma of the Aretz. And its point was, if somebody destroys something in a way that it doesn't regenerate itself, it's a sign that you tore it out by its root. If you weren't to tear out something by its root, it would regenerate itself. So on that, the Maral said, the kasha was, Klal Yisrael has such powerful roots. Why didn't it regenerate what Klal Yisrael needed? And the answer was, Shelo Baruchu B'Torah Tchila is the place where, but that meant they uprooted it at its very source, and that's going to be a point that he'll develop further also. But now he's going to, in the Maral's perspective, is Chazal didn't throw stories lightly. Every element has an akuda that needs a hezba. When the Maral takes a Chazal, he goes through it point by point. So now we're on page Gimel. The Amud Davos initial. It says they asked Chachamim, Nevi'im, and Malachim. What are those three dargis? The Amud Davos initial. Pirush, Shegimel Madregas Heim. Ha Madrega Achas Hi Madregas Ha Chochma. Sheyesh Lodom Tachtoinim Asheuch Lodom Lahasik. There's a darg of Chochma Tachtoinim. Ha Madrega Shnees Madregas Nevua Shi Ala Nevi'im. Shem bnei adam shebolom haze ubolem ruach hakodesh mal yoinim hamadrega gimel hi asogish shebol yoinim kamalach mal yoinim. Let's discuss this point. Let's just explain it. When we speak about understanding something, about being tofes something, so there are two types of things that we mean, and we kind of mix it up. One is, sometimes a cheshbon is very complicated. A person talks very quickly, you add up a lot of numbers, and somebody has a quote-unquote difficult problem with a long column of numbers to add. That's not inherently beyond my grasp. It's slow, I have to work it through piece by piece by piece, but that's not an area where we would find distinctions between chachamim and chachamim. There's another area. The mind has basic building blocks, basic, even, I would say more than axioms, but basic points of reality that are meaningful to it. So for instance, if I tell a child sweet, sour, hot, cold, those are meaningful entities. If the child has experienced it, those are realities. And I tell a child, you know, if you eat this, you get a patch, or you get something sweet. So those points are very, very well placed. He's experienced sweet, patch, hopefully, you know, this, that, the other thing. So you're dealing with elements that are within his realm of understanding. Let's say a father tells a child, this is dishonorable to do. At a certain age, the child has no kalim for, the word dishonorable is not a type of thing that a child can understand. What happens is, he sort of learns by translating the father's way of saying dishonorable, that it probably belongs in the same class as patch. Or a child himself may have had the experience at some point, experiences where a teacher says, look at Chaim, he's a terrible, terrible boy, we should abhor such behavior. I'm not recommending a teacher does that, but I'm just saying the experience of dishonor is something, he has a new emotion ever had before, called dishonor, where it's not a patch exactly, it's not hot, it's not sharp, but it's a painful sensation, and at that stage, dishonorable, honorable become meaningful entities. So there are levels, a person who is totally secular, and you use the word kedusha, doesn't really ring any, it's ethereal, it's like, it's kind of, it doesn't mean anything. When you have things that are within your experience, those are meaningful things. Chachamim means the level of chachma which includes all the physical objects in the world. That's chachamim. Chachamim means the wise people whose basic musagim are of this world. That's what he says. Madrega achas madrega chachma sheyesh l'adam betachtoinim mashach l'mahasig. A person is masig, can be masig a lot of elements in this world. That's one daraga of chachma. The second daraga of chachma is where the person, l'mashal, for us, let's say somebody comes along and he says, as long as we hear a chassidish maisa, and a rebbe said this and this, and we have a feel for what it ought to mean, we have some sort of sense of it, but it's not really a comfortable element. A skula for us is something which it's half in our world, half out of our world. It has some meaning as an element that we relate to, and some meaning not really. So that's what he calls nevuah. Hamadrega shniyeh madrega nevuah shel nevim. Shem bnei adam, shem b'olam hazeh. They are human beings. They are olam hazeh people. So at the end of the day, it's got to have a thread of tangibility to somebody of this world, but they get an input of things beyond this world. The third madrega, so there are three, and this is a way to understand what Chazal say. They asked they asked the Torah, they asked the Nevi'im, they asked this, till they asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means at every layer of understanding, there's an understanding that is of and of the very fabric of this world. That's called chachma. There's an understanding that it's not of this world, but we have a sense of it, and we can sort of reach out to it to some degree, and the things that are beyond us, and that's called malachim. So we looked at the churm of Klal Yisrael and try to ask ourselves, within the structure of chachma, is there a way to describe it? Within the structure of nevuah, and even within Malachim, there was no way to explain it. V'zeh sham adav zeh nishal. Ki mashu yizbarach sibol teira, hu yosa al yimim adreges chachamim nevi malachim. Ki elu kulam heim alulim umisuvavim, v'ne magiyim al davashu mitzad ilo dafka, umitzad alulim in yedil azeh. Let's explain this. It's a whole mouthful over here, and let's explain the sentence. The level, for instance, if I'm trying to analyze a person's activities, a person makes a deal, a person closes a deal he buys a company. I can understand it at a simple level. For instance, I grew up where there were two financial powerhouses near where I grew up. There was Wall Street and Orchard Street. Orchard Street, I don't know if people know what Orchard Street is, but Orchard Street was a very tangible place. If you opened up a store to sell dungarees, it's because you thought selling dungarees made a profit. That was the beginning, that was the end of it. You bought a dungaree store because you could afford it, and you felt you knew how to sell dungarees, and it could make a profit. Very pashut. So the level at which I'm toe-face somebody at that level is the simple level. He bought this, and this is what it is, and that's all there is to it. I could go a step further. He's buying this store because he wants to eventually have like a department store with all sorts of clothing. This type, that type, the other type. And so on. And then I could say, no, what he's trying to do actually is buy up the real estate and he's going to clear out the stupid dungarees and he's going to build a condominium of 100 floors and forget the dungarees. And so on and so forth. The level at which I will understand what happened is the level at which the type of chachma I need. For the person being osek in tangible things, selling concrete things, the level of tfisa is at the concrete level. For the person who's one step ahead, I need to go with the second level, the third level, and so on. If a certain thing happens, there are all sorts of events that happen to Klal Yisrael and so on. At what point is this something that's relevant to a branch of Klal Yisrael? A person can be not well. A person's hand can be swollen. Is it a problem with the hand? Is it a problem with the circulation? Is it a problem with something else? With the immune system? Klal Yisrael was charev. And we try to look at every level. So the world of chachma is the root of Torah in the world of chachma? The answer is no. Is it in the world of Nevi'im, which is sort of a bridge world? No. Not even El Yoinim. Because the root of Torah is something that is in the very, very heart of the Tachlis HaBriya. So anytime we try to understand it in terms of something else, why did you do X because of Y, because of Z, I don't have it. So that's what the Chazal are telling us. To understand at where you uprooted the core of the Inyan, you hit home on something that can't be understood in the context of anything else, because it's a sheirish. It's something that is the etzem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that's what he says over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Siva for Torah is much deeper than any of the more peripheral layers of Chachma, Nevuah, Malachim. Keilu kulam malulim usubavim. These are all already secondary. A Malach is a result. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a way to execute that Ratzin, so there's a Malach, and he wants that execution to affect people, so he brings Navi to tell people about it, and so on. Ve'eina magim al dover shu mitzad ha'ilo dafka, o mitzad ha'lulim en yedir lazeh. I just want to sort of just express a parallel thought. One of the core descriptions of the Derech HaLimud that Reb Chaim Brisker brought into the world, which has become the standard in the yeshiva world, is called Lomdis. And it's one of those things, Lahavla, Elif Alf Havdol, like pornography, it's hard to describe it, but you know it when you see it. Like, what exactly is the point of Lomdis? In other words, how is that different than other types of learning? Just want to try to describe it's a point that all of us who've gone to yeshivas and all of us who send our kids to yeshivas, this is going to be like the buzzword is Lomdis and Lomdis and Lomdis. But what exactly? And the point was, you can answer, when you have a problem, you can answer with some sort of local with some sort of answer that applies in case A. Why is this different than this? In this case we'd like to apply this, in this case we'd like to apply that, the case a little bit different, and so on. As opposed to trying to understand the root of each halacha. This halacha is not, it looks like the root is here, it's really someplace else, and therefore what it affects and how it affects will be very different. The point of of that approach of what we call today the Shiva Shaderach, the Lamda Shaderach, whatever it was, to try to redefine the root, and then all the pieces should fit in. If you've done it correctly, the pieces will fit automatically. Instead of looking for a teretz for point A and for point B and for point C, by redefining the root, you have everything put into place. I just felt that it's people a lot of times, you know, we'll talk about it. It's not something we have a clear definition, but this is the type of thing we looked. This Torah was something, he says, that is at the root of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rutzen in the world, and everything else comes from there. So when we needed to find out where it went wrong, it had to come from the root itself. Because anything else could tell me they did Avera X, so they got punishment Y. But Lohoyez is Siba Libet Oretz. You're talking about something that's at the very core of Klal Yisrael, that's Yisrael. Kim Chota Hashem Yisperach Mekayim HaTorah Mechoyez Mutav. Rak HaSiba Yishli Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. By not making Berach HaTorah, they hit home at the very essence. U'Bazeh B'Olam Ibar Oretz. Had they held on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mashin asna Torah as giver of the Torah, oz Hashem Yisparach imam asna Torah lehem. So he's explaining the problem was that they were missing the core of what the Torah is, and he's going to explain it in a minute. I'll leave it for a bit later when he discusses why Dafke Tamei Chacham are worse off. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason that Torah is in Klal Yisrael, Haya gam kein siba lekiyum HaTorah behem v'lo yavdu the aretz. Avel ato, shlo yamevorchem b'Torah tchila, v'lo yadveikem bo Yisparach b'meshnas in Torah Yisrael, gam kein Hashem Yisparach imorim lekayim HaTorah.
Let's talk about this point, because this is the point that he's making, and it's a two-way street that he's describing, and a very core point. We don't have, obviously, any physical contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only don't we have any, it's an impossibility. So any type of contact is ruled out. If we need, we can talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu indirectly, in the sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done so much good for you, and you know, you should appreciate it, you should be Makar Tov, and so on and so forth. Those are all things that seem peripheral, and it's not, and it is like that. If we're to ask ourselves the one point in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, it's possible to have a point of intersection of human and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's on the understanding of Torah. In other words, when I talk to somebody, and we both when we understand each other, even when a person has a chavrusa they learns well with, when a person talks to somebody and they strike on a certain inyan that means a lot to them, a sort of common point, even when a person is going out and shidduchim and so on, there's a time when there's a certain mutual understanding that becomes a connection. Just like a chibur is a point where two things are at one place, it's a chibur physically. The chibur in essence between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is the nekuda of Havana. HaKadosh Torah is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, the chachma that he's deigned the expression of Ritzon Yisbarach. That's what it is. Inasmuch as our Havana and Tfisa hits home correctly, then there's a point that we have connected, that we become one. Just like, take the muscle, just like with another person, sometimes when you reach a mutual understanding, there's a connection that's very real, because it's almost as if both of you are in one place, so to speak, at one time. Kaviyachol, that's the chibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made in the world. It requires, it's a twofold process. It means we need to appreciate Torah because that's the place where it's at. In other words, the place when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it meant he gave us that ability of a kesha that's not possible in any other way. Every other way is kind of indirect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows good upon me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the possibility of living. You're always talking about a sort of a gift that's come my way. But a real interaction, you know, a child you can hug. Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is nothing like that. So the place that it's possible to have that point of intersection is in Chochmas HaTorah specifically. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyach projected understanding of Emes and Tov versus Ra and Sheker. And if I understand it as such, I understand that way. It's Mechayev 2 points. One is a tremendous hakara of what Torah is, and therefore the heart of Torah is that ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it requires that I appreciate it as such. So when they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, Torah was another thing to do. It didn't have that quality. They didn't express in the Birchas HaTorah the quality, and he says later they made Birchas HaTorah. It's not a big bother to make Birchas HaTorah, but rather they didn't express the sense of this is the one place that a finite human being can connect Kaviyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if they didn't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, then Kaviyach the Torah was also missing that point of Elikus. And it couldn't regenerate itself. Because if Torah doesn't have that point in it, then it's like if the nerve is missing, it's not going to regenerate itself. So he asked me, Lomo Yavarchim B'Torah Tchila. Well, what's the problem? I mean, of all the Yitzharas we have, not making Berachah Torah is from the lesser ones. She'ein Pirush HaBracha, I remember there was somebody in the mirror once, a very sharp guy. They went around asking the question of, you know, if you were to find out that he's not Jewish, what would be the first thing you would do? And his answer was he would tie his left shoelace first, his right shoelace first. That was not making Berachah Torah doesn't actually count as big Yitzhara. Why didn't they do it? So he says, it doesn't mean they didn't make the Chazan said Birchas HaTorah, that wasn't a problem. The Vada Diba Befem by Mayavarchim, Avla Kavana La Brocha Be'atzma. In other words, the content, the Neshama de Brocha, He Ha'ava Gemura Dvegs Hashem Isparach, Lev Hashem Isparach Mashon Asa Torah. Veze Inyan HaBrocha. In other words, and there's a certain very strong parallel. If we're talking about the core inyan about it, then the expression should be for the core inyan. When somebody opens the door for me, I say thank you. When somebody did heart surgery and saved my life, the thank you should express the thank you. It's different than opening a door for somebody. The thank you to your parents is different than the thank you for somebody who gave you a pen or something. Birchas HaTorah, since we're talking about something that's at the heart of the relationship of enabling a relationship in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, it should reflect it. It's something it should project it, and therefore they didn't have the darga that it required. Ve'ein kol ha'ava shavos ki ha'ava mitis hi ha'ava b'chol lev b'chol nefesh. Ava, that's true, is pervasive. It doesn't leave any room for anything to be out. So on that, they didn't express the fullness of Ava. If they understood what Torah was, then they would be expressing an entirety of Ava, because this is the entirety of the relationship. So they didn't. Okay. So that's how he explained what the point of not being Mevarech Birchas HaTorah. And this is also the Gemara says later on. Why is it that Talmid Chachamim don't have children, that Chachamim? So he has two explanations for this to Maral. One, the first one is in line with what he said before exactly.
Mikomukim dova ze shenesinas atorah tzolch vach shenesvach becholibay. Ubaze yeshlo ava agmur hashem yisbarach. Ve'afim utam et chachem v'utzadik gomor. Rocho kadova ze shvach shenesvach becholibay al nesinas atorah kfiroi. So the first point he says is simply that the Gemara's kasha was not why Talmidei Chachamim tend to have children that are not Talmidei Chachamim, but how could a Talmid Chacham, if he's all Torah and full of Torah and completed Torah, not have children like him? I want to add, this is a famous Beis Halevi, and it's earlier than him said it, and the Jasharan says it, and others. They go on the Chazal. It says that if a person learns Torah lishma, he's zeichet to have children learning Torah. And the dogish is why lishma. And he says very pashta. It's a very salient point that what gets transferred to a child is your core. It's what you are be'etzim, not what you happen to express it in. For instance, let's say a person is, his core is all about covet. The person likes covet, the person wants covet, and he's very into covet. Now, he happened to decide that Rabbanus is very becovetic, and he became a big rough. And he liked it when people said he's such a fantastic masmit, such a fantastic lamdan, and so on and so forth. His kids are not going to pick up the gene for Torah, they're going to pick up the gene for covet. The child might decide that being wealthy gives a lot of covet. Being a professional is a lot of covet. So you're not going to get that automatic transition because that wasn't your essence either. It was a chatimtza for something else. So Rabbi David says, if you learn Torah lishma, so that means that Torah is really your essence, and that's why it gets transferred to your child. He means a similar point. In other words, if a Talmud Chacham deheres Torah for what Torah really is, then the child will have to find it. Because if your essence is to the Hera Kodesh Baruch Hu, as he's expressed himself through Torah, then it's going to go to the child as well. Masha Ein Kein, if you're not Mevarach Torah Tchila, the child might decide to express whatever it is that you found in Torah worthwhile, it's not hitting the nail on the head, and you'll find it someplace else. That's one teretz. His second teretz is that Talmid Chachamim have a special problem. And this is a fascinating piece. V'oid, ka Talmid Chacham liboy davek al ha-Torah, ki chaviva ha-Torah lomdeho. U'beshvil ha-avosim le-Torah, doveze misalik avos ha-mokoyim, b'shah zoi shebom lomot. Let's talk about this, because this point was a bone of contention between Chassidim and Misnagdim, and a lot of ink is spilled over it, and many things that are great arguments, it's always hard to get down to the exact nekuda. One of the big arguments between Chassidim and Misnagdim, early Chassidim and Misnagdim, was the concept of learning Torah Lishma. What exactly is Torah Lishma? The popular and I guess the sort of oversimplified version was Misnagdim not Chassidim for not learning. Chassidim not Misnagdim for not learning Lishma. And so the Nefesh Chaim spends quite a big of the Sefer talking about Torah Lishma and decrying what the Chassidim that describes Torah Lishma. Chassidim, besides many Sfarim, there's a Sefer Yisoid Aveda from the first Slonim Rebbe, from Rav Ram, a few generations back, who discusses it in great detail and seemingly has a different shita and ashkafa than the Nefesh HaChaim, almost opposite. Let's describe in rough colors what the differences seem to be, and like everything else, when you start being medayik, you have to narrow it because no one could really mean the extreme position and so on. It sounds like the Chassidisha. The Chassidim said learning, the only purpose of learning is to be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to get Kedusha from it. That's Lishma. Anything else is Shalom Lishma, which may or may not be Mutter and whatever. The Nefesh HaChaim says that the enjoyment of the learning itself, the tainug of the learning is very much a lishma of it. Dveikus is, you know, take it or leave it. It has nothing to do with the etzem limud, and so on and so forth. Those are the rough, sort of the rough lines around it. We need to narrow it, because it's just hard to have such big machlokas, and if you look at the way they write, it's not quite each one addressing the exact point of the other. Less man de polik, that if a person sits down and takes out a gemara above a mitziah, and he puts on a big gartel, well, not a gartel, makes no difference, and he shakes back and forth with his very dveikus tigenigin, and he says the words, and he says, these holy words will attach me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what a shur is, I don't know what a bur is, well, I don't know what a talis is, I don't know what this is, what that is. It just makes me feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kind of a mantra. I think less man de polik that that's not Talmud Torah, and that's not going to work. Less man de polik that if a person's attitude to learning is, he loves doing puzzles that seem insolvable. He does it in math, he does it with Rubik's Cubes, he does it with chess games, and he loves doing it with a Rambam Reb Chaim. That's also not Lishma. That's not going to be Lishma. Lishma means the desire to understand Torah for what it is. Torah is the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov, Ra, a person has in himself a desire to know emes. Just like Lahav, let's take something secular. A person that's been brought up all his life that a car works because they have a demon that moves the wheel this way and that way, and that's how it works. And then someone shows them how a mechanical system works. A person has a certain nekuda of wanting to know emes, and so on. A person has a nekuda, his deepest nekuda is a nekuda of an emes, and the emes of the world in what's right and what's wrong and what should be and what shouldn't be is the emes of Torah. So now when a person understands it, it means I have it now. I understand what's mine and what's yours. And when I have a chiyuv to give it and when I don't have a chiyuv to give it, and what's kaddish and what's torah and what's tameh, that type of understanding and relishing that you're understanding emes is what it's about. Now, it's also what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only tangibility is Ritzoni Yisbarach and Chochmasa Yisbarach, that's here. So, I would like to think that at the end of the day, it's Marmachad, Marmachad, Veleko Miflegi. Certainly, if a person doesn't understand and he's saying the words, that's not Talmud Torah. Certainly, if a person is likes it because he likes all sorts of intellectual challenges, it's also not there. But he says, a Talmud Chacham, because he's osek in the Torah and so much in it, he's olal to become nimshach to the Chacham of the Torah itself and forget that be'emes, what we're talking about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which again, I think at the end of the day, these are things that are not be'emes machlokes. But he does make this point over here. Had they liked it because they had the shorish of it, like I said before, then the kids take on what the parent really is, even in terms of learning. Just as a side point, even in chinuch of kids. Kids are remarkably astute at picking up the emes. Kids have a very good chush of emes. So if a child notices that his father drinks beer and watches TV and instructs him to eat spinach and go to museums, the child doesn't think that the father's a hypocrite, chas v'shalom. He understands that the right way to live life is to drink beer and watch TV and to tell your kids to eat spinach and go to museums. It's one of my kids once told me, he was laying on the couch reading during the Suda, and I asked him, Nachum, how are you ever going to run your own Shabbos table?
He says, it's very simple. I'm going to be sitting seeing his mirrors. My kids are going to be laying on the couch. And I'll be telling them how you're ever going to run your own Shabbos table. It's very, very simple. A kid picks up very well. A kid has a very good chush at understanding the shorish. So it's not only genetically or mystically genetically that you pass on the shorish and so on to the kid, but also mitzad de mohus. The child gets a very clear sense of the core and the echetimtza, and he adapts it. He will adapt the core value as a core value, and echetimtza, he will figure out in his situation what's the best way to get the covet. If the drive is covet, covet. If it's intellectual challenge, it'll be that intellectual challenge.
Had they liked it, Hashem Yisbarach gam kin siba l'tor l'simtayim chomim. After focused on the Torah itself, meaning just the mechanics of the Torah, forgetting chas v'shalom the shorish of Torah, they don't hear at all where it's coming from. It says over there in the pasuk, Lo shomu bekoli, that they didn't follow Torah. V'lo holchuba shalo lokcha Torah im sibasa. Ki lekichas haTorah im sibasa nikas halicha b'Torah legamri. In other words, when you walking, what does halicha b'Torah mean? Let's explain it. Lo shomu bekoli means they didn't do the mitzvahs, they didn't obey the Torah, didn't do what it's supposed to say. Halicha b'Torah means I look at the Torah like a thread, and it's taking me someplace. Halicha means I look at the Torah not only as an entity to itself, but it's a path towards somewhere. It's a ladder somewhere. It's a mesila. It's a sulam. So lashon bekoli means they didn't do what they're supposed to do. V'lo holchotasi means they didn't follow it. They weren't looking to see where it goes to. And because this was the problem, nobody whose place of seichel is on the periphery could understand that they're missing the shorish, because malachim are one step removed and neviim are two steps removed and Adam is three steps removed. So everyone could look at his point. Just like for instance, let's take an example. We don't have cures for cancer because we have a way of looking at its physical growth. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, many years ago, and people discovered that this is a piece of flesh that keeps growing and obstructing things, and cut it out. So just take it out. Then we look at the process that caused it. We keep seeing it, but we never seem to grasp the root of it. If you don't have the root of it, then you can't understand how to get around it. So everyone at their level, Adam, Navi, and Malachim even, are one step removed. Since the cause for the Churban was something that came to the very core, then only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the very core, could answer. That's where the answer is. V'chein imein tamachov v'artchila b'torah ein lokeach asatorah m'sibas atorah. If he doesn't make the brach on it, he's not taking Torah with its root. And therefore there's a stop. Just like somebody who took a tree without its root, if you cut the tree off, if you're able to take the root with it and transport it, you have a good chance of replanting it. So he follows through with his point. He says, if a person learns Torah L'Shem Shemayim, he's made contact with the essence of Torah. And therefore, so Lamashal, let's give just an example in terms that we can relate to a little bit. If I'm trying to solve problems in geometry, if I'm not smart enough to solve the problem, no matter what my intentions are, I'm just not going to get it. You know, that's the way it is. If I'm stupid, I won't be able to solve the problem. And all good intentions are not going to help, because geometry is a physical issue. It's a physical problem. Let's say there's somebody who's telling me to do something. I'm not sure what he means exactly. Either because it's hard for him to express himself, he's not well, or he's a kind of very laconic person, I'm not sure what he wants. If I really want to do what he tells me to do, if I keep pushing, I'll get there. In other words, if I'm just a nurse and my duty is just to try to help the patient and I want to get on to the next patient, if I can't understand what he wants, I'll stab a guess and give it to him, that's that, and hope it'll be good and that's that. But if I like this person and I know this is, he's so frustrated, he's trying to express himself, if I try to connect with him, I'm going to probably figure it out. So that's what the morale is saying. My hope, the reason why I think mitzad my seichel, he's saying about himself, I don't think I can just rely on and say I'll probably get to the emes. It's Torah is amuka and rechava and aruka. Not going to do it. But since at the end of the day Torah is rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so if I'm mechavin to that rotzen, then I'll probably get it right. I want to add, we'll finish with this, a parenthetical, practical remark. We talk a lot about Das Torah today. And it's one of those things that's very, very hard to define. And I'm not even sure we recognize it when we see it. It's even a darga less. But what is, at the end of the day, if we want, basically Das Torah applies to areas that there's no mefurash halacha, but it has very clear moral issues and consequences. So I understand we're looking for a great genius who could explore Torah and have it, you know, and build it out to places it doesn't exist. But that's not the only criteria. There are great geniuses that Kleinsol seem to have not connected to and taken their das as Das Torah. One of the qualities we intuitively look for, the person obviously has to be a big Talmud Chacham, there has to be a sense that the person really wants to know and understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And this is open for disagreement. Some people can feel A has it, some people B and C. There's room for different people have their rebbes, and that's fine. But the sense is, it's not a question of smartness. The question is the person really, do I feel that his only rutzen is to do what's right? That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do? If not, then all the brains in the world, Torah is limitless. It's hard to say you'll be able to move Torah one step further with your brains. But to be mechaven ala emes, since the emes of Torah is the rutz and das HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be in me as well, the person who's looking for emes as well. And that's why it's frustrating. It's the things that you can't quantify, you can't look up in Shabur, you can't look here or there. So just recap very briefly what he said. He went through this chazal of Amal of the Aretz, and he explained that Torah comes in, there's the Torah itself, and there's the essence of Torah, which is Torah as an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and Chochmah. If you don't grab Torah at its root, then it's bound to fall apart. It won't have a hemshech, because just like anything that's not rooted with its root, it's not going to last, it's not going to go anywhere. Almeh of the Aretz meant, why didn't it spring back again? And the answer was because something had become broken at the very core that did not allow it to regenerate itself. The only one that could answer that, the only area, with the only strata, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where the problem lay. If a person, Talmid HaChamim, would continue, should be able to continue automatically Torah by their children and so on, but you have to hit home at the very core of Torah in order for that to happen. And therefore, it doesn't necessarily happen because it's extremely difficult, or adrabah, a Talmud Chacham has a special Torah because he gets caught up with the intellectual part of it and he's missing that nekuda. And he's taking this whole explanation he's applying for his own thing, that he's hoping that if he's mechaven to do the emes and so on, he will be mamshech, you know, it'll be emes. We'll hold it. Any questions? Oh, yes.
Why do they have to ask the question? Why don't they just, in the book of Sechelechu, they know it's something else, the Torah? But why do they have to ask the question?
Well, they wanted to hit home, in other words, of all the activities they've done, what shows me that it's not an Aveira B'mikra but something is lacking the core.
But that's the whole pshar, that it's a melus versus carrying.
True, but if I can, that's what he says, if I can pick the activity that most defines it is Berachas HaTorah. In other words, is it Berachas HaTorah is defining, is it an amelus because I like doing puzzles, or is it an amelus because I want to understand what the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? It's just a sharper, sometimes it's a telltale sign. You know, sometimes a psychologist will pick up on a small thing and say, you know, it's this point. And you'll say, well, but you're right, of all the various he did, a child misbehaved in school, he did X, Y, Z, and so on. But sometimes you pick a point and say, this is the point that I find more bothersome. It's not the biggest avera, but it shows something, whatever it is about the child.
There's no relative measure between what connection they had, appreciation for the Torah. Because Ibud is mashma, like Rosh Hashiva said, it's a total severance.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, we will come back again. Mm-hmm. So at the core of cause, we are tied. But it of course it's degrees. But it meant that you cut at a nerve. You cut at a very, very essential point. The fact that most of Tanakh goes, they did bear, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a goyish army to beat them. They tshuva, came back again and again. That's back and forth. Until there was a point at which, gone. So what happened? So gone is for 70 years. And you know, Bez Hashem, you know, someday we'll come back eternally. But so what was such a point of ilu, complete loss? So that's what he's identifying. But
is the Beis HaMikdash itself, or it's Golas, or it's
I understand it's the Golas. Hama of the Eretz means that, you know, that they lost Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yisrael became desolate. Not okay.
Sure. Now we understand why. Thank you.